Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. You got anything on your mind under the Small Business Sun? We got something you can do there that you can read or listen to, ask a question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our poll question on the homepage. Lots of stuff. Just go there to smallbusinessadvocate.com and use it to your little heart's desire. Norm Brodsky is our guest, a good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author, along with Bo Burlingham, of The Knack, How Street Smart Entrepreneurs Learn to Handle Whatever Comes Up. That's available wherever books are sold. Norm, how else can we find you? I know you're a columnist with Inc. magazine. What else?
Well, I do a lot of speaking around the country, Jim, and once in a while I pop up on J.J. Ramberg's show, Your
yeah.
Business.
Yeah, yeah.
And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can email me at Brodsky, B-R-O-D-S-K-Y, 13, at AOL.com.
All right.
And I'll be more than glad to answer any of their questions.
We appreciate that very much. Norm, if God forbid you lost everything right now and you had to start over where you started back in the day, what would be the thing that you would do first? If you said, okay, I got nothing to lose, but also I don't have any baggage, right? I mean, some people have so much baggage, it'd benefit them to lose that baggage. So where would you start? What would you do now?
I do have one thing. I have the knowledge of what I've gathered over the many years, Jim. So
you know what doesn't work, right?
The first thing I would do is, before I ever go into a business, I do market research, but not the kind where I hire people to do it for me. There's so much free stuff out there. You know, the Internet has tremendous stuff, and also every group of businesses have an organization, and I would go to their annual meeting or their monthly meeting and find out what the business is all about. The second thing I do is before I even go into business, I see that if it's viable. In other words, do I have enough money where I can create a business where I can live off its own cash flow? And I'm always the first salesperson to go out and do something because the customer will tell you what they want. It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing how many people fail or they don't succeed to the degree that they could because they just don't ask customers what they want? They just don't pay attention to what customers want.
Well, everybody, unfortunately, has their own agenda. I give the example. Every time I walk into a meeting, I have a yellow pad with me, and I write three words on the pad, Jim. They're stupid, stupid, stupid. And why I write that down is because I don't want to think I'm the smartest person in that room. Because if I think I'm the smartest person in the room, I stop listening.
You won't learn anything, will you?
Not a thing. And even a person who may not be as educated as I am or may be a little slow in a way, have something to give you. And if you listen, you're going to pick up unbelievable pointers. And that's what makes a good salesman or woman. They listen to the other people. And if I can give you one tip, that would be it. When you're in a meeting, I don't care who you are and I don't care who's in the meeting, you listen to somebody, and they're going to, you know, your employees know your business better than you. Listen to them. They can tell you how to improve your business. Your customers are going to give you hints, and they're going to tell you what they want. And if you don't listen to them, you're not going to get the business or keep it.
And with your employees, you get a double dividend. Not only do you get the information, but because you listened, you considered it, and you use the information to improve the company, you get the benefit of their increased engagement because now you've allowed them to be part of the solution.
Yeah, and not only that, give them credit for it, whether it be in a company organ newspaper that
right.
you do or during a little gathering and stuff like that. You know what it does for their employees and their ego and stuff? Hey, that was my idea. He's using it. And give them credit and maybe even give them a little check. Doing it themselves, so there's a lot to do. But you got to listen, Jim.
You got to listen, but also, I like what we were just talking about there. Subordinate your own ego for what makes other people makes other people feel valued. I mean, if more people would use the servant leader approach, they'd be amazed at how much their organization will grow.
Yeah, and not only that, I'll give you another thing, another one of my pet peeves. You know, if you take my business card, it doesn't have a title on it. And so many people are fixated on what their title in the company is.
Right.
You should be able to project who you are within the company itself. You don't need a title on a card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also an ego thing. You put on title, you know, captain of the ship, chairman of the board. What's the difference? You know, you should be able to project that and therefore forget about the ego in business. The object of business is to get business and to make money.
Right. Absolutely. No question about it. Norm, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts. What are you, as we head off into the new year, 2011, what do you recommend?
Well, I recommend that we understand that going forward, especially in the next number of years, the unemployment is going to stay high. And people are going to be out of work, but there's opportunities all around you. My dad used to have a saying, and he used to say, there's $1 million under your shoe. So normally I'd look under my shoe and wouldn't find it. But what he meant by that was that there's opportunities all around you.
Yeah.
You have to keep your eyes open.
But they're not opportunities that we saw 10 years ago. They're opportunities.
No.
They're future opportunities, right? We got to keep our eyes focused on the future.
We've got to keep our eyes open, and we have to continue to educate ourselves.
Yeah, well said. Well said,
whether
Norm.
It be going to seminars, whether it be going back to school, whether it be...
Or listening, or reading Norman Bo's book, The Knack. Hey, Norm, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay, see you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.